So welcome to Christ Church of Grace, and we're going to hear the word of the Lord today. So let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your protection that you gave us last night through all the tornado warnings and so forth. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you, Father, that we can depend on you. We ask for your inspiration today, Lord, as we talk about your peace. This peace that passes all understanding. So do open our hearts and minds to see and to savor these truths and help us to rejoice that you are there for us. And we ask for your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. So again, good morning. If some of you are just coming in, maybe you're a little late. I know we went to bed quite late last night as we were taking shelter in the basement there and trying to remember all the protocols you go through when there's a tornado warning. But thank God he brought us through, and I hope the same is for you. I'd like for you to read with me from John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, and this very, very important verse, 27. John 14 and verse 27. That's the 14th chapter of John and the 27th verse. Peace I leave with you. The Apostle John, the Apostle of Jesus. Peace, he says, I leave with you. This is Jesus speaking. This is John recording it. Peace I leave with you. Powerful statement. He left it with us. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. There's a difference. So I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Wow. Father, again, we ask for your inspiration. Give us this understanding of what this peace is. Brothers and sisters, this peace was so important that the last hour of Jesus' life, his last hour on this earth, he was helping Peter. And looking forward, he was helping us, and he speaks to us over 2,000 years into the future to now. So in this last hour, he is looking at us, and he says, don't be afraid, whether it be a hurricane or tornado, whether it be sickness, whether it be a trial in your family. So in the last hour, he's concerned about what he sees. And I'm projecting forward, I know. You say, how do you know Jesus saw this? From the scriptures, I see in the Gospels. So in the last hour of Jesus' life, Jesus is helping you and I and the disciples not to be anxious. It's personal. He looks at Peter and he sees his eyes. Perhaps Peter has some wet tears there. Maybe he's shaking. He says, but I'm leaving peace with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. I don't give that way. Let not your heart be troubled. That's why I know that he was speaking to Peter's heart, to Peter's nerves. Peter was upset. He's learned that his master may be slain. He sees that they have coming for him. What is the peace that surpasses understanding? It is the peace of God. The peace that surpasses all understanding is the peace of God. There's no peace greater than God. It is beyond our understanding, this peace. You see, we need to see that the peace that we normally want to, as they say, run with or go with, we can understand it. You can tell me about the weather and I can understand it. And I get myself together and I know if I stay in the you know, the basement, away from the walls and the glass. I'm going to be okay. I can understand that. But can we understand when trouble enters our lives, when we have no guarantee that we're going to come out from under the bomb shelter or out of the basement and be okay? We can understand that. But what if your life is on the line because of your faith in Jesus Christ and people want to kill you? That's a peace that surpasses. We need a peace that surpasses understanding. And that's what God offers. And the peace that surpasses understanding is the peace that comes from God, from Jesus Christ, that we are in not a time that is short term, that I know that, hey, tornado warning is over. Ah, I got joy. It's not the kind of peace that you can get out of a bad report of health on, that you're going to maybe suffer through a disease. It's not the kind of peace that we're talking about that we can understand. This is peace you can't understand, that maybe one of your children is out of control and you don't know what you did right in raising that child. I don't understand what happened. That's a peace. God says, you can figure out all this other stuff and you can chart it and so forth. You've got your accounts in the bank. You're getting old, you know, and you've got your future all set. You have saved, well over the years. And you know you and your wife and family can survive. That's the peace you have, but it's in the money that's in the bank. Jesus is saying to us, there's a peace that I offer to you that is beyond your calculations. It's all beyond your reasoning. A peace that endures all kinds of problems. When I talk about the peace you have because you don't live in, you know, a bad quote-unquote neighborhood, you live, let's say, in a nice part of town, and so you're not worrying about somebody breaking in on you. Or if that happens, you've got a peace that you understand, because that's that peace we talked about last week, that peacemaker, that 45, that coat 45. So that's a peace you can understand, right? But that peace cannot save you. Jesus talking to Peter. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You ever have a troubled heart because it's something you can't figure out? Something you can't get over in? And what we're going to do? That's the kind of peace that Jesus offers. A peace that's beyond understanding. And he understands. He sees as you go through trials that you cannot make go away, cannot master. He sees the tears in your eyes. He knows your troubled heart. And that's why I said, don't let your heart be troubled. I've got a solution for it. And it's not circumstantial. See, all the things that I mentioned a few moments ago are circumstantial, whether it's financial, whether it's a health benefit. You can go to the doctor. You can, have your blood work done. You know, my wife and I went through a series of tests this last week. Had our blood work done. Had this EKG, so forth. Came out great. That's a piece that we can say of understanding, you know. The doctor said y'all ate right, y'all exercise, and I'm not surprised that this is that way. But what if you go to the doctor? And we ultimately will, that the doctor doesn't have an answer for it. He said, Pastor, why are you talking about these grim things today? Because you're going to face them. And the peace that Jesus promises us that passes all understanding, when you should be dead, but you're alive, that's what he wants us not to have a circumstantial peace, not just when the good times are rolling, but in bad times. The peace that Jesus offers is a peace that is good for bad times. Peter's about to lose his head. And Jesus sees his heart. Jesus notices his tears, that he's troubled. He says, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Let not your hearts be troubled, Peter." Peter knew, Jesus knew, that Peter was going to be crucified one day. He says, "Don't be troubled." He says, "What I'm offering is trouble-proof, not from the point of view of you will get out of the trouble, but you will get through it in the name of Jesus Christ. And you will be example." He says, "Peter, do not be afraid. Do not be troubled." He says, "Peter, I've got plans for you. You're going to be my rock in the church. You're going to be my witness to thousands of people. Don't let your heart be troubled. I give you my peace." It's not circumstantial. This kind of peace that Jesus offers is for hard times. It's for difficult times. What are we going to do? Are we going to trust him? And that's what he's after. He says, "I want to show you this peace, Peter, Earl Williams. I want you to see this peace that I have, that I give to you." Because the peace that he brings to us is a peace that he got from the Father. He saw the righteousness of his Father. And others, the disciples, they saw this righteousness that came through Jesus to the Father, from the Father. He saw the glory of the Father. He saw that the Father was sinless and reflected in the Son. Jesus was a man who could have sinned. But because of the glory from the Father, he shone as the stars. He was bright. Even though he knew he was going to be crucified, he had a joy that passes all understanding. And he got that joy from seeing the Father and the glory of that Father, of the one and only Father who was without sin and full of joy and peace. Our joy and peace is God's joy and peace. Jesus saw that as a man, and he loved the Father, and the Father loved him, and he had peace. He knew he was going to the cross, but he had that peace. He was well armed for that bad time. His bank account was not, you know, all the CDs were right and this and that. And it's great you can have CDs and you can have IRA accounts, but don't count on them. That's circumstantial. God offers a peace that comes from the love of the Father to the Son and the love of the Son to the Father that's priceless. It's out of this world. And it's not circumstantial. It is forever. And that's why Jesus said, you know, do not let your heart be troubled. Set your mind on Jesus. Set your mind on the Father. See the love that the Father has for the Son and the Son has for the Father. That's the love. That's the relationship that he's inviting us into. And he simply says, come. Come to me, all of you who are tired and you labor and you're heavy laden and you're so tired of this stuff that you have to go through and all that you figured out in your mind and your brain and on paper isn't working. Just come to me. Jesus, come to me and I'll give you rest. Even as I did with Peter in his troubles. I said, Peter, trust me. Upon this church I will build. Upon this rock, I will build my church. I was talking about Peter, he says. So he could reflect the glory of the Father had for the Son and the Son had for the Father. And how they could rejoice in difficult times, even with the Son to give his life, so that we may have life eternal, and so that we might experience this love of the Father and this love to the Son and not be weary. He knows our tears. I remember that song so well. He knows my tears. He knows your tears. He knows each tear that falls down off your cheek, whatever he has ordained that you go through, so that you can shine and so that you could not give up and not be troubled, but to rejoice even in difficult times. That's what God has called us to. Peace. Peace. It's a blessing that we have to gather around this table, even as Jesus and his disciples did. And they ate and they drank the body and the blood of their Savior. Not literally, but in reality, that is way beyond what we're used to. These words of Jesus were real. And he would give the greatest sacrifice for you and I. He did this not just for those around the table we'll read about, but he did this for us today, thousands of years since, who, like that song says, need his peace. So let's go to the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke. I may have, Luke 22. And verse 17. Luke 22 and verse 17. Says, after taking the cup, he gave thanks. And he said, take this and divide amongst you. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Imagine those disciples who had been with him all that time. Now hear this news. Bad news. But the peace of God. You talk about the peace of God. They have the presence and the peace of God in their midst. And he told them about these bad times that are coming. You see, we will always want the easy way. But it's not always the best way. We don't want bad times. But God has a way of taking what we call bad and turning it into good. He works all things together for the good, even the difficult things. And therefore, he doesn't leave us alone. He gives us his peace that surpasses all understanding. Parts of your life you can't figure out. Why is it this? Why is it that way? He says, I want you to trust me. I'm giving my life. I'm putting it on the table, my body and my blood. And as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, remember, this points us to the body of Jesus, to the blood of Jesus, and that we're to trust in him. Verse 19, and he took the bread, his body, as we will in a moment. And he gave thanks. This is not a party where we have bells and whistles and we pop the balloons. That's the kind of life we want. That's not the life that Jesus gave us. He gave us a life that will be eternal and is eternal for those who trust in him. He took the bread. As you take this bread, remember, you're taking of the body of Christ. And I ask you, if you have not believed in the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, please let what you're hearing, this good news, because it is good news in the face of any bad news. And you're going to have bad news, but he says, I'm giving you good news. I'm giving you a peace that's well beyond understanding. Would you not be willing to accept his sacrifice so that your heart no longer needs to be troubled? It could be at peace because the Prince of Peace gave his life so we all might have peace. So as we eat and drink, remember that and do not just take it, oh, we do that all the time. No, this is real. This is to be savored. Not so that you'd be troubled, but that what you're troubled about can be turned into joy forever. And he took the bread and he gave thanks. Give God thanks for what he's done for us in Jesus. And he gave it to them, saying, this is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And I want you to apply it as well as you face difficulties and trials, as we all will. And that's been willed by God to make us more like Jesus. As you trace and face what you go through in life, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in him, because he's giving you a peace in him that will surpass anything you'll have to go through. And we'll rejoice. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's do that today in remembrance of him. Remember that word, remember. And we're going to sing the song and listen to the song. Find my peace. Where will we find our peace from? So, Father, as we eat and drink of this cup, we pray that we will find our peace in you. Bless the bread and bless the wine and bless each person who partakes and who believes this good news. And Father, help our unbelief when we're so immersed in how we're going to solve it. Help us to surrender to you and help us to find our peace in you now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Let's pray. Find my peace.
Come near to me, close. Sir, to me, Jesus, don't let me go, no other help I know, Jesus, Jesus. For me, you make the darkness flee, Jesus. I know I can do anything as you strengthen me, Jesus. So when the enemy tries to come for me, you've prayed for me. Oh, I find my peace in you, Jesus, Jesus. All of my joy in you, Jesus, Jesus. Emotions can can rise and fall, but you are my anchor, Lord Jesus. So when the enemy tries to lie to me, I will believe the truth you've given me. Find my peace. God, and that's never changing. In the midst of my fear and my indecision, you are my focus, fixed in my vision. When I look around and everything's crazy, you are still God. Cheese.